What's up, everyone? It's Jenna Marie. You are listening to The Curlcast. It is episode 7, and I'm super stoked because today I'm sharing with you two big tips, my two big tips for how to grow not just your hair big, but your life big. Hey, before we get into all of the content and the things that I want to share with you about hair care, soul care, life care, all the things today, I wanted to just kind of share with you how interesting and awesome this journey has been. So many of you have reached out to me and said that you've listened, and that truly means the world to me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm kind of doing this just because I'm enjoying it, and I'm learning a lot just by getting to make this podcast and recording the episodes. I'm really just having a lot of fun and learning about myself, growing and developing a skill that I want to have. But that being said, I'm watching and seeing all these messages come in, and people are like, man, you inspired me to start a podcast of my own. Been thinking about it, and I'm just going to do it. If you can do it, I can do it. And that has been so cool. It really has been. It just kind of has blown me away that, you know, I'm just figuring it out, and I'm in no way an expert, in no way know all the things and the products and the tech and the, you know, mix the sound and do all the things. Like, I'm just recording this on my phone and hoping that it speaks to someone and helps them with where they're at or what they're going through. So all that said, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to every person who's listened to this or will listen to this in the future. It means the world to me that you do. And hey, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, just do it. Well, hey, thanks again for tuning in. Today, I'm going to be talking about two big tips for how I've learned to grow my hair healthier, stronger, and my life healthier and stronger. So the first thing that you want to do is to avoid heat. Literally avoid it. Like, just literally avoid it. Just don't do it. I don't know how many different ways to say it. Don't do it. Don't think about it. Just don't do it. Throw away your blow dryers, your flat irons, your curling irons, all the irons except for clothing irons, because sometimes those are really important. Like, if you have a job interview or you really need to look nice, like, you need to keep that. So don't throw that away. But all the other irons, just get rid of them. Give them to a friend. Throw them out the window for, I don't know, I don't care what you do. Avoid heat. I'm telling you, if you want your hair to be healthy, don't fry it. Like, generally speaking, fried things in excess are bad for your body, bad for you, and that still applies when it comes to hair. This is definitely harder said than done, and there are so many things that you can do, like braids or twists, or, you know, there's a lot of styles that you can do with your hair, things that you can apply and try new things for those moments when you really feel like you want to use heat on your hair, but I'm telling you, it is worth it. Now, I know we're kind of talking about avoiding heat when it comes to hair, but if we just apply this to life for one second, it's kind of profound. If you avoid heat when it comes to toxic people, places, relationships, patterns, perspectives, I'm telling you, avoiding and treating negative or damaging things mentally and emotionally, it's also going to do wonders for your life, for your journey towards your goals. So sure, effects of heat on your hair are shiny, straight looking hair, but beneath that, it's only going to be damaged in the end. And the same thing goes for your life or for your mind, or, you know, pursuing your goals. Maybe that business partner, they seemed perfect and they were that shiny hair that you thought you were looking for, but really, you know, you were meant to team up and be in business with someone else or have a different person in your corner. Or maybe that brand that was going to pay you a lot for a partnership, there's something that you just don't really want to represent in the end. So whether it's your hair or it's your life or your business or your goals, whatever it is, just avoid the heat, avoid it, and move on. So tip number two is drink water. Now, you're probably super irritated and annoyed, literally because it's so simple. And the fact that you're annoyed by me saying drink water is exactly why it is my second big tip. It's something that's so simple to do, but it's also that much simpler to not do. You know, when you drink more water, not only is your hair going to be in better condition as it grows, but your skin, your body is going to feel better. don't forget the simple and the small stuff. It's the little things that we do that some might do more consistently, but if you do them with more focus, you're going to see better results. The same said, the small things that you do or let slip, do or don't do in your life every day, if you were to actually put your focus in on doing those things, it could be something as simple as getting up on time or working out regularly or, you know, avoiding, you know, eating so much sugar, developing a skill or a hobby or a pastime, spending more time on an important relationship, taking on a mentor or a mentee. You know, what can you triple down on? What is something that's really simple to do, but also really simple not to do, that some people are doing sometimes, that if you put your focus into and you did it with consistency, it would take you to the next level? And you know what? Sometimes it is just as simple as drinking water. For me personally, I am the worst at remembering to drink water. I do not stay hydrated. I'm just not good at this until I literally, it feels like Satan's Sahara Desert hands have gripped my life and are drawing it out of my body. And then I think to myself, oh, man, you know, yep, that's fair. I've only really had coffee today. So for me, it's as easy as just having friends and people who know me well and are around me to remind me to drink more water. Maybe it's having a cool water bottle that you like using. That always helps. And to be honest, it's really motivating when you see the results of drinking more water or avoiding heat, like your skin or your hair improving. So I hope that these two quick tips will help you grow your hair and help you grow your life. 'Cause I-